Good morning and welcome to the study session for January 21st. I'm Vice Mayor Dennis Kavanaugh, and we'll excuse Mayor Giles, who is in snowy Washington, D.C. today. And the first item on our agenda is to review the items on Monday night's council meeting agenda. So, items three. Contracts, questions? Mr. Thompson?
On item 3B, I just wanted to see if we've thought about partnering with either Mesa or Gilbert School District on this, because I know they could probably use the funding and it'd be a win-win.
Good morning, Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council. No, we really haven't pursued that. I know we have additional capacity in our own print shop as well. But these are jobs that are too big for us. So we could pursue that. This is a one-year renewal, but we could pursue that for the, at least look at that question for the next contract.
We do share a few things with the school district. I know on the IT side, we've done some things. Fleet, we've done some things. So it wouldn't be unusual for us to.
No, it wouldn't.
So we can ask that question.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Richens?
So these are just for jobs that are too large to do in-house?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
They're all mass right. jobs, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Page three is, again, contracts. Moving on to page four, any other questions on items number threes? Number four are resolutions. And number five will be recommendations from the Audit and Finance Committee, which is actually meeting after we're meeting today. So they're assuming there'll be recommendations for from your committee today. Item six is introduction of ordinances. Questions on that? Okay. Item seven. Oh, Ms. Thompson?
On item 7A, I want to make sure that if we change our code, that we... If we identify some intersections where the yellow arrow is actually causing more accidents, that we do have the ability to go back to the yellow, red, green, and that by amending this code, it's not going to set in stone that we can't go back and change. Because I know in District 6, we've had some issues with one of our flashing yellow lights that actually caused more accidents because people weren't sure when they could go, when they couldn't go, and so forth. Thank you.
Mayor, Councilmember Thompson, yes, that just allows us to use the device in our code. It's kind of unusual, but City Mesa has traffic signal devices in their code, which is not common through all the other cities or other agencies. We just happen to have that in there, so it allows us to use the device. And we continue to monitor accident rates at intersections all the time. So if we see something that's changing or adjusting, we can make adjustments to it.
I know on item 7D, we had some comments during the introduction, a large part of it dealing with parking. And I know that staff has been looking at parking access issues. And are there updates from either Mr. Wesley or Mr. Smith on this? On item 7D.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, sorry.
Right. We moved that down to item 9 on your agenda. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that. Never mind. We'll defer that question for a few minutes. Anything else on item 7, approval of ordinances? Okay. And items 8, which are not on consent. Any other questions other than my question on 9A, now that I have it right? Mr. Wesley?
Vice Mayor, Council, yes, on this item, some questions have been raised with regard to the parking. We are still working with the applicant to work through some of the details on that in terms of the parking on the site and the adjacent commercial area. And so we hope to have a final report for you on Monday before you take action.
Ms. Richens?
Yeah, I don't think it was just parking either. There was some view issues. You know, they were worried. I think most of it just helping the other neighbors understand how the windows are going to be situated, because you know neighbors are always worried that when you have tall buildings next to them that people are peering down into their backyards. And you know, and talking afterwards with the applicant, they said that they had situated windows and such, so it really wasn't the opportunity internally for somebody to just stand there and look out the window towards other properties. But did that, those conversations take place between the applicant and the person who is concerned?
Vice Mayor, Councilmember Richens, I guess I can't comment for sure if they had those discussions. We could double check with them on that. We do know that through design review, they did commit to, and they show awnings on all the windows on that side, which also helps screen the views, and they have worked to place them appropriately. Okay.
And I also know that the applicant is representative is meeting with residents today as
today.
Well.
Okay, yes. Perfect. That's what I was looking for. All right.
Thank you. So we hope we should be able to be ready to go on Monday or potential.
Yeah, we'll give the council report again on Monday. We want to give the applicant time to just make sure there's clarity about the use of that off-site parking. So as long as we get that determined by Monday, we'll just share that with council regardless. So we want to make sure that that's all been taken care of. So.
Right, and the reason I ask is because I know there will be people who want to come and comment about the matter, and we just, if for any reason we have to continue it for a short time, we want to be able to get as much timely notice to residents as we can.
Great.
Mr. Thompson.
Vice Mayor, is this something then that we should probably pull off of consent?
It is. I didn't know it either earlier, so now it is. Okay. Any other questions on the meeting for Monday night? Okay. Now we have item two on the job order contracts. And you had that. Are there any questions? No questions on that. So I will acknowledge receipt of minutes from the various boards and committees. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, that carries. He reports on meetings or conferences attended. I would like to report that the mayor and Mr. Luna and I had an opportunity Saturday night to attend the MLK Gala at Mesa Community College Performing Arts Center, which is a wonderful venue. And some very important people and organizations in our community were recognized. One in particular we'd want to mention is former Phoenix Councilmember Calvin Good, who has done decades and decades of service to Arizona and the community. And so that was a very nice event. Are there any other reports on meetings? Okay. Scheduling meetings and general information.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Just a reminder that we invite you to join Vice Mayor Kavanaugh for coffee with a council member tomorrow, January 22nd from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Mesa Contemporary Arts Museum. So a very informative opportunity. Also, the Mesa Historic Home Tour is this Saturday, January 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can contact the Mesa, you can go to mesamuseum.org to get more information about the home tour.
And rumor has it some members of the council have got new jobs as tour guides for that.
I've heard that. And just a reminder, our next council meeting will be Monday, January 25th. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Mr. Brady, Mr. Thompson?
I want to remind everyone, too, and you're welcome to attend this Saturday from 11 to 2 at Eastmark. We have our bicycle safety event, and it should be a good turnout. Hopefully the weather will cooperate with us this time, and it won't rain us out. Thank you.
Well, we know it'll be nicer than in Washington, D.C. for the next couple of days. Okay. If there's no further business, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. We are adjourned. Thank you.